All right, on this Thursday morning, if you ever wondered just how much weight a tweet from President Trump carries, look what's happening with the Roger Stone sentencing, where he tweeted that it's getting out of control, and intervening the Attorney General. Joining us right now from the White House, ABC News correspondent Karen Travers. Karen, good morning.
Good morning.
This the president said it's getting out of control. He said that he did not ask for the Attorney General to intervene, but the suggestion certainly seemed to be made with that tweet, didn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's notable that the president's saying, you know, I didn't talk to him. And the White House says the president didn't talk to the Attorney General. That doesn't mean that the White House wasn't putting pressure on the Justice Department. And the president's own tweet, according to his critics, was part of the pressure. The president yesterday, though, said that this was not political interference. No, he said, but Roger Stone was treated very badly. And yesterday, remember, he had tweeted congratulations to Attorney General Bill Barr for what he says was taking charge of a case that was totally out of control. The latest on this now is that the Justice Department revised that recommended sentence. The four prosecutors on the case recommended 7 to 9 years for Roger Stone. A day later, the Justice Department said that that was extreme, not appropriate, and excessive, but they didn't give a year framework. They just said that they thought that was too much. All of this, though, could be moot because next week a judge here in Washington is going to be the one that sentences Roger Stone, and those recommendations are just that, a recommendation. The judge can do what she wants. The president was asked yesterday, will he pardon Roger Stone? Because he can do that right after he's sentenced, or before if he wanted to. The president said he doesn't want to talk about that yet.
There are some in the House that would like to call the Attorney General in for questioning, and this is probably something we're going to see over the course of this year. Now that the impeachment failed, we'll probably see a lot of people being called before congressional committees, won't we?
Sure. But at the same time, there's also not a huge appetite to dive right back into investigations. They're doing it. But obviously, the impeachment was a very long, long issue here in D.C. The Attorney General has agreed to testify before the House Judiciary Committee, but it's not until the end of next month, March 31st, a very long time away. But certainly right now at the top of the list would be the Roger Stone issue, I think, or at least one of the big issues that lawmakers, the Democrats, would like to ask Barr about.
All right. We'll keep following. I know you will as well. Thank you, Karen. Appreciate your time.
Have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye.